pray. Dear Heavenly Father, teach our minds so that we will know the truth, and our hearts so that we will believe it. Grant this for the sake of Him who is the truth. Amen. Wickedness fills the land. Violence and oppression have become a way of life. Crime is on the increase. Dishonesty and cheating are the way of doing business in commerce and in government. Injustice runs like a river through the courts. Does it sound like a news report that we might hear today? Well, yes, it is a news report, but one that was given 2,600 years ago. It was a difficult time for the prophet Habakkuk. His own people were treating God as though He were some rich uncle, kind of nice to have around when you need some money, but otherwise not being particularly involved in your day-to-day life. The current of evil ran from the lowly commoner to the wealthiest noble. It ran through both church and state. And yet it seemed to Habakkuk as though God were ignoring the whole situation. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear? Then from his exalted throne, the Lord answers, "Look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you would not believe, though it were told you. For indeed I am raising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation, which marches through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs." Now, the prophet is even more confused. "Why do you look on those who deal treacherously," referring to the Chaldeans, "and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he?" Yes, Israel was evil, but the wickedness of the Chaldeans was much worse. So how can it be that God would use this evil nation as His tool to bring judgment upon His own people? How often in your life have you asked God, "Why? Why does this have to happen? Why are you doing this?" Perhaps it's a loss of the family income. Perhaps it is the death of a loved one. Perhaps it is some sickness that is making life miserable. Perhaps it is the end of a treasured relationship. Perhaps it is a major change in our way of life in this country. Perhaps, well, there could be many things. Then comes that quiet voice from heaven, that voice which spoke to Habakkuk and which speaks to us, to the deepest parts of our heart. "The just shall live by his faith." As we listen to the different things that our gracious God says about faith, this comes to us as one of the most precious teachings. Quoted three times in the New Testament. "The just shall live by his faith." The just, the righteous one, the one that stands before God without so much as a single stain of sin on him. He stands in righteousness. But who can that be? Surely not us. We know that we have sinned against God many times. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident For the just shall live by faith. The righteous one. That is the one who lives by faith. The one who places his confidence not in himself, not in his own works, but in the righteousness and the blood of Jesus Christ. He believes that that blood washes away all the unrighteousness that is his. He believes that that perfect life of Jesus has provided him with complete righteousness. He, that is to say, we, do indeed stand before God without one single stain of sin. We are the just, and the just shall live by his faith. Yes, he shall live by his faith. It is by faith in Jesus Christ that we come to life. We who are dead in our sins are alive. Alive now, alive forever. By faith we live. And by faith we live. Having come to life in Christ, we then proceed to live out our lives in faith. That was the answer for Habakkuk. Live by faith. Do not live by sight or sound or taste or touch or smell. Live by faith. Habakkuk was trusting his senses and the way things looked to him and his human reason. And that's why he was confused. If he had just that simple faith in God's words, in God's promises, then he would know that God does all things well. God had a plan for Israel. They were the ones chosen to bring forth the Savior of the world. Since the day that he chose Abraham, God had been moving Israel inexorably toward their manifest destiny. And Habakkuk should know that nothing and no one could stop him. What he was doing with the Chaldeans would fit perfectly into this plan. Trust me, Habakkuk. I know what I'm doing. Live by faith. And so he speaks to us. Trust me, he says. Trust me, students and faculty and staff. I know what I'm doing. And what I am doing is moving you inexorably toward the goal of heaven. You've been justified by faith in my Son. Now live by faith. And we close with the final words of the prophet Habakkuk. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in Jehovah, I will be joyful in God my Savior. Lord Jehovah is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. And we offer our prayer in the words of hymn 381. 381, verse 3.